Well, in high school wrestling action on Saturday, recapping Samaria High School wrestling results from tournaments on Saturday. A bunch of Hawkeye 10 conference teams wrestling Saturday. At the ADM tourney, Atlantic placed 9th with a total of 97.5 points. Red Oak, also in the ADM tourney, placed 11th with 81.5. At the Underwood tournament, Denison placed 3rd with 111.5 points. At the Kemper Catholic dual tourney, Kemper Catholic beat Missouri Valley 48-25. Kemper Catholic down Storm Lake 42-31. And Guthrie Center beat Kemper Catholic 55-24. At the Centerville tourney, Creston captured first place with 201.5 points, while Clarinda placed 6th with 125.5. At the Mount Air tournament, it was a dual meet. Harlan picked up an 8-0 record, winning all 8 of their matches. Shenandoah went 6-2 Saturday. Also at the Bayshore Linwood, Missouri tournament, Glenwood placed 10th, while at the West Des Moines Valley dual tourney, Lewis Central went 0-5 in that Saturday event. Recapping some Saturday high school boys basketball play locally, Guthrie Center beat Exira EHK 77-46 in a game heard here on KJAN. Adair Casey topped Audubon 71-38. It was Nottoway Valley over Albia 67-41. Norwalk beat Lewis Central 48-39. Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln 55-39. St. Albert beat Tri-Center 69-58. Trainer topping Denison 72-69. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 63-41. West Central Valley over Cam 64-47. In corner conference tournament play, Nishnabotna beat Essex 49-44, Stanton over Heartland Christian 60-40. In girls' Saturday night basketball, it was Exira EHK defeating Guthrie Center 61-27 in the other half of our broadcast doubleheader. Boyer Valley beat Siouxland Christian Community 59-52. Abraham Lincoln over Trainer 59-45. Lewis Central topping Norwalk 36-19. Missouri Valley beat St. Albert 38-37. Sioux City West over Denison 60-47. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 41-34. West Central Valley edging Cam 46-43. Also in the corner conference tourney, Saturday East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 66-22. In men's college hoops yesterday, Aaron White scored 17 points as the Iowa Hawkeyes picked up their first win in the Big Ten Sunday, 70-50 at Northwestern. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey said the key was shutting down the Wildcats' Princeton-style offense.
I don't know that I've ever been in a game where the team I was involved with guarded that any better than we did today. And the key was the sustainability and, you know, not giving them a lot of second shot opportunities.
Well, the Hawkeyes held the Wildcats to just 29% shooting. Iowa also had little trouble busting through Northwestern's 1-3-1 defense.
The 1-3-1 was a problem for us last year, and we studied it. We looked at it on film. We practiced against it, and I'm just so proud of the way the guys handled it. No panic. A couple turnovers at one point in the game, but, I mean, overall, I think, what, we were at nine turnovers for the game. You know, you're gonna be okay when you have 22 assists in 9 turns. Yeah.
Josh Oglesby broke out of a shooting slump. He popped in 14 points.
You know, it's only a matter of time. He's too good a shooter. I mean, he's been killing it in practice. I'm so proud of him. He's working at it. You know, I love that kid, and I just keep encouraging him to shoot. And he has a tendency, when he misses one or two, to stop shooting. And I'm just proud of the fact that he kept firing and to see him start hitting. And when he's doing that, we're a pretty good team.
Well, the Hawkeyes are now 12-5 overall. They're 1-3 in the Big Ten. Iowa next will host Wisconsin Saturday at 7 o'clock, and it'll be Chris Street night.
Well, Wisconsin's playing as well as anybody in our league right now. Obviously, we're going to remember one of the great Hawks of all time, as we've done repeatedly for the last 20 years and will continue to do forever. You know, it'll be a day to bring the Letterman back and to have the Street family there, and we'll have his initials on our jersey, and You know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of emotion in the building. We just have to focus on the game and bring the Hawkeyes home a victory.
Well, the Badgers are 12-4, 3-0 in the Big Ten Conference after a weekend victory over Illinois. We'll have that game for you coming up on Saturday here on KJAN. Well, then there were none. The nation's last remaining undefeated Division I men's basketball team has lost. Second-ranked Michigan fell 56-53 at number 15 Ohio State yesterday. Deshaun Thomas had 20 points and scored the first and last baskets in a 16-0 first-half spurt. That loss likely will deny the Wolverines their first number one ranking in more than 20 years. Michigan is now 16-1. After number one Duke lost to North Carolina State on Saturday, the Wolverines were in prime position to ascend to number one for the first time since November of 1992. Trey Burke led the Wolverines with 15 points. Elsewhere, Michigan State, the 22nd-ranked AP team, defeated Nebraska 66-56, while the 23rd-ranked school, Wichita State, was upended by Evansville 71-67. In the NBA on Sunday, New York beat New Orleans 100-87, Milwaukee over Toronto 107-96, Brooklyn beat Indiana 97-86, San Antonio topping Minnesota 106-88, Denver outscored Golden State 116-105, Oklahoma City dumped Portland 87-83, while the LA Lakers beat Cleveland 113-93. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the AFC and NFC championship games are now set. Next Sunday, the Falcons will face the 49ers in the NFC title game for the right to advance to the Super Bowl, while New England will go up against Baltimore for the right to advance from the AFC. Here's how things broke down on Sunday. In the second game of the day, the Patriots had an easy time of things with Houston beating the Texans 41-28. That result was similar to the one in Week 14 of the regular season when the Texans were beaten in Foxborough. Tom Brady once again led the way for the Pats, passing for 3 touchdowns. He finished the day with 344 yards in the air. That victory was his 17th in postseason play. That's a new NFL record. Shane Vereen carried the ball for 1 score and caught 2 of Brady's scoring passes. The game was close at the half with New England up 17-13, but the home team outscored the Texans 24-15 in the second half. The win was costly for the Patriots as tight end Rob Gronkowski was forced to leave the game. A person with knowledge of the injury told the Associated Press that Gronkowski needs surgery on his broken left arm. Gronkowski was injured on the Patriots' 8th offensive play of Sunday's win. He previously missed 5 regular season games, and he is done for the playoffs. That person spoke anonymously because the team hasn't released details of the injury. The Patriots and the Ravens are meeting for the AFC title game for the second straight year. Baltimore, which stunned top-seeded Denver in double overtime Saturday, lost 23-20 at Gillette Stadium last January. In the opening game of the day, with their fans cheering them on, the Atlanta Falcons edged Seattle for a spot in the NFC Championship game. The Falcons will face the 49ers next Sunday in Atlanta. The Falcons advanced with a 30-28 win over the Seahawks as Matt Bryant kicked the game-winning 49-yard field goal with 8 seconds left in regulation. The Seahawks made a game of it by completing a fourth-quarter comeback from a 20-point deficit. The Seahawks took a 28-27 lead with 31 seconds left on a 2-yard scoring run by Marshawn Lynch. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan then took over, completing 2 long passes after the kickoff, setting up Bryant's winning kick. Ryan finished 24 of 35 for 250 yards. He tossed 3 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions. Rookie Russell Wilson passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for another, but it wasn't enough for the Seahawks. The winners of next Sunday's conference title games will meet up in Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans on Sunday, February 3rd. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles have interviewed former Ravens coach and current Fox analyst Brian Billick for their coaching vacancy. That's according to a person familiar with the meeting. Billick, who led Baltimore to a Super Bowl title in the 2000 season, met with the Eagles last Monday, according to that person who spoke anonymously. Well, the National Hockey League and its fans can finally shift their focus to the ice. A 4-month lockout ended last week as ratification of a new collective bargaining agreement on Saturday salvages a shortened season. The defending champion Los Angeles Kings and most of the teams in the league practiced yesterday for the first time. Also in training camp news, the Carolina Hurricanes traded backup goaltender Brian Boucher and defenseman Mark Alt to the Philadelphia Flyers in exchange for center Luke Pither. Carolina also acquired forward Kevin Westgarth from Los Angeles for forward Anthony Stewart and 2 draft picks. The Montreal Canadiens are cutting their losses with Scott Gomez, who's been a major disappointment the past 2 seasons. General manager Marc Bergevin said the Canadiens will buy out the center's contract next summer to remove his team-high $7.3 million salary cap hit from the books. Under the new collective bargaining agreement signed Saturday, the cap is to plunge by about $10 million next season, but teams will be allowed 2 amnesty buyouts to help reach that cap. In golf, PGA Tour rookie Russell Henley of the U.S. won the Sony Open. He shot a final round 7-under-63 yesterday to finish 24-under-par, 3 shots in front of Tim Clark. Americans finished in the next 7 spots on the leaderboard with Charles Howell III and Scott Langley tying at 17-under. Henley is the first PGA Tour rookie to win his debut in the last 10 years. And in tennis, the Grand Slam tennis season is underway with the start of the Australian Open. Among the early winners today, Maria Sharapova, Venus Williams, Li Na, Agnieszka Radwanska, and Samantha Stosur. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic advanced as well. He posted a straight sets victory on day one down under. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.